When it comes to money, there's an entirely different way of approaching money that you wouldn't necessarily learn from the dominant kind of man in our society for which patriarchy has been created. And so today we're just gonna learn a new skill set. And this skill set can be used for men, women, people of all gender identities. It's actually a healing opportunity for our entire society because we're at a time in history where bringing more feminine energy into all realms of life is actually healing and rebalancing to everybody, because patriarchy does not just hurt women. Patriarchy hurts everyone. Welcome to Plenty. I'm your host, Kate Northrup, and together we are going on a journey to help you have an incredible relationship with money, time, and energy, and to have abundance on every possible level. Every week, we're going to dive in with experts and insights to help you unlock a life of plenty. Let's go fill our cups.
Please note that the opinions and perspectives of the guests on the Plenty podcast are not necessarily reflective of the opinions and perspectives of Kate Northrup or anyone who works within the Kate Northrup brand.
Okay, you made it. Maybe today is your first time, but if you have been listening to all seven in the seven-part series that I've been doing to help you up-level your relationship with money, today is episode number seven. If you're just starting in though, this is perfect. This is a great place to start. You can always go back and listen to them, the other ones later. Okay, so today we're talking about achieving your money goals in a feminine way. So recently I had the chance to sit down with a few Relaxed Money alums. And one of the things that they shared with me is that what they loved is learning a feminine approach to money in the program and in my free workshops. So today I wanted to blow out and really explore more deeply what this feminine approach to money is, because as women, we have to really understand that it is very, very recent history that we've been engaged in external economic pursuits. In the year 1975, my granny became a widow and she could not take out a loan in her own name without my uncle, who was her son, co-signing for her. That was 1975, which was like 30 seconds ago. Really, in the grand scheme of history. So understanding contextually that for women, it's recent that we are allowed to, that we've been given societal permission to engage in the economic and business worlds. And as a result of that, the vast majority of the lessons we've learned about money have come from men. And if you've read my book, Do Less, if you've been around for a little while, you know that one of the things I highlight is in the work world, the work and business world is designed for someone who is testosterone dominant and has a 24-hour hormonal cycle. Women have a 28-ish day cycle, give or take, and we're estrogen dominant. We have an entirely different lived experience of time, and therefore we need to work in different ways. So, number one, I want to say this: the female body is designed to be receptive. You do not have to have a female body in order for this to apply to you. So I want to share with you something called egg wisdom. So I learned about egg wisdom from my mom. My mom's a gynecologist. We talked a lot about uteruses and vaginas and eggs and cervix and all of the ovaries, everything growing up, way more than your average family. And so one of the things I learned from her was this concept of egg wisdom. Now, this is our literal biology, but it's also a metaphor. And you do not have to have ovaries in order for this to apply, because this is how your body was made. No matter who you are, this is how you were made. So here's how it works. Once a month in her reproductive years, a woman releases an egg. She ovulates. And that egg sends out, it gets released from the ovary, and then it kind of sits there at the top of the fallopian tube, and that egg releases a hormonal signal. And that hormonal signal is strong enough to travel all, by the way, the egg is like really small. It's microscopic, but it's releasing this hormonal signal that is strong enough to travel all the way down the fallopian tube, down through the uterus, and down to the opening of the cervix so that if a sperm is present at that time, it will know what direction to swim. And so that hormonal signal that the egg puts out is her signaling to the universe, hello, I am available for my desires. And so that's the first part of egg wisdom. Now, what's also cool about that hormonal signal is that the egg does not have to run around looking for the sperm. She just can sit there and put out her clear signal. And that signal has the ability to speed up the rate at which the sperm swims to her. Very cool. Now, once all those sperm come, if there's sperm around at that time, it looks like when you watch those videos, like in sex ed, it looks like the strongest sperm is the one that gets in because they're all like banging their little heads against the cell membrane. But actually what happens is the egg chooses. So the egg is choosing which sperm to allow in. She has an excellent boundary. Her membrane is very strong, yet she's receptive to her desire. She's receptive to what is right for her. So she's choosing which sperm. Now, once the sperm goes in, or the sperms in a case of multiples, the egg actually has the ability to repair the DNA of the sperm if there's something wrong with it. And my mom always referred to this as the feminine ability to egg something on. It's why when we look out at the dating pool, it seems as though all the good ones are taken, because actually what the data shows is that when a man is with a woman, he actually gets healthier, more good looking, and happier, because the feminine principle is able to make better and egg on and zhuzh that which it encounters. And so the egg has the ability to repair the DNA of the sperm, and she has enough nutrients to deliver all the nutrient needs to the egg and the sperm as they travel down the several day journey from the fallopian tube all the way down to embed in the uterine lining, where then the uterine lining becomes the nutrient source. So the egg, she puts out a clear signal of her desire. She sits and she trusts. She chooses and allows in only that which is right for her. She has the ability to even improve upon her desire once it arrives, and she brings snacks. So she has all of that available to nourish and support her desire. Now, what's also important to know is that if that month there's not a sperm present and the egg doesn't get fertilized, it just passes on out through the menstrual cycle. So there's like not drama, right? So sometimes it's our time and sometimes it's not. And so it just passes through and is released. That is how every single human body began. That's where we all began. We began in the trust and the power of the feminine. So when we're going after our financial desires, it's important to ask ourselves, am I being the egg or am I being the sperm? Now, we live in a culture that teaches us to be a sperm, because we are taught you need to work hard, be linear in your directives, have a plan, do step one, do step two, do step three, swim faster than all the rest of the sperm, go harder, and may the best man win. That's only one half of what works. There's an entire other half of what works, and we can learn how to be the egg and enhance our power to magnetize what we want towards us. Now, when we are being in our egg energy, when we're being in the feminine, it's very similar to being a cat. You know, when you come home, if you have a cat and a dog, when you come home, your dog is like all up in your business and wagging his tail and licking you and jumping, and he's like right there and very, very available. And that's super sweet and that's wonderful. However, the cat kind of might just like come around the corner and do a little wiggle and like maybe wind her way around your feet. And then she goes off and she sits and she just kind of sits there and is like, oh, Would you be interested in petting me maybe? I'm not sure if I want you to. And there's a magnetic quality of that energy, which is far more feminine. What I've experienced in business is that having some of that feminine energy of come hither is far more powerful at times, at appropriate times, than the golden retriever energy of like, I'm right up in your grill and I'm completely available for anything you want. It actually increases your value in the marketplace to know your true value and not be constantly up in the face of every single opportunity you have with kind of like desperate energy, right? So think about, am I being the egg? Am I being the sperm? Am I being the dog? Am I being the cat? When it comes to your financial goals, we really can trust in our design. If you are a woman, we are designed literally to be receivers. Our bodies, whether you decide to have kids or not, or whether that's on your path or not, your anatomy is designed such that you are a receiver, literally. That's how we were designed. And so when we go about making our financial plans, going after our goals, I would invite you to practice being a receiver and seeing how often things come across your path that you are unconsciously repelling. How do we do this? Well, for example, when someone gives you a compliment, right? We've been taught, oh, you shouldn't brag, and that there's something wrong with celebrating ourselves. Well, that is just patriarchy trying to keep us and our power squashed. So instead, one of the ways we can practice receiving is simply when someone pays us a compliment to look them in the eye, take a deep breath, and just say thank you. One of my teachers, Regina Thomas Hauer, Mama Gina, would have us do a whole practice in her workshops where somebody else would give us compliment after compliment, and then we were supposed to look back and say, thank you, it's true. And I will just recommend, give it a go. Give it a go with someone safe. It really feels good. When someone says something that actually you know is true, so let's say they say, you look amazing in that dress. You can just say thank you, or you could be cheeky and say thank you, it's true. Instead of doing the BS thing, which we do, which is like, oh, actually I feel really fat today. Oh, I don't know. Do you think it's even that flattering? Like diminish, diminish, discount, discount. We want to be in the energy of fully receiving what is offered to us. When someone offers to open the door, we look them in the eye and we say thank you. When somebody, I was on an airplane the other day with just my littlest girl, and this gentleman was like, hey, do you need help with your suitcase? And the truth is, I'm actually really strong. I can totally lift my suitcase up by myself. But I was like, yes, I don't necessarily need help, but I will take it. And I said, thank you so much. And it was so nice to have somebody extra helping me and my daughter board the plane, because I do not wear needing to do things on my own as a badge of honor. In fact, I know that my ability to have an impact on the world is strengthened by receiving all the support that is available to me. There's no extra amount that I'm going to be offering value by doing things myself. So those are just a couple of examples of how we can practice receiving. Now, it's really important to understand this other piece, and that is this. In order to open ourselves to being receivers, whether that's receiving compliments, receiving opportunities, or receiving money, we need to first feel safe. And that's where the whole nervous system piece comes in. So you can go back to episodes 1 and 2 in this 7-part series and learn the anatomy of your nervous system and how it relates to money. But I want to remind you this. Our nervous system, when it feels unsafe, essentially, our whole system and our whole physical system and energetic system clenches down because it goes into protection mode. We cannot receive if we're in protection mode. Anybody who has tried to get pregnant for a long time knows that a lot of stress can actually be a major blockage to our fertility. Why? Because in order to be a receptacle, in order to be a receiver, in order to be fertile, literally or metaphorically, we need to first feel safe. And a lot of stress in our life will block our ability to receive because it creates an entire energy of clenching. So how do we actually feel safe when our lives are really full and when we do have a lot of demands and we do have a lot going on? Well, we do practices that allow us to metabolize our stress and allow us to reset our nervous system thermostat. I teach all of that inside Relax Money, but for today, I will just offer to you that anything in which you, any practice where you become conscious of sensory input is one way that you can metabolize stress. So for example, right now, I'm just aware of the lights. I'm aware of the light coming through the window. I'm aware of the feeling of the chair underneath me, the feeling of the fuzziness of it on my fingers, the feeling of my barefoot on the rug, the pink of the rug. There's a lot of sensory input around me right now. And when I get present to it and start paying attention to it, my body actually automatically metabolizes stress. And I can feel right now in this moment when I did that, I actually feel safer. I feel more present. I have more capacity. And that's what being a receiver is all about. And that is how we go about our financial goals in a feminine energy way. Now, when we can learn how to feel safe in our bodies, then we can feel pleasure, which widens the channel for receiving. So safety first, then capacity and pleasure expand. When we learn to feel safe in our bodies first, and we do that embodiment work, that somatic work, we also can tap into trust, surrender, and intuition in a way that we cannot if our threat bucket or our stress bucket is overflowing. So first, we signal safety. First, we metabolize the stresses from our current life and our past life through specific practices designed to do that. And then we can really lean back and know that we are being guided, that what is for us cannot pass by us, that whatever is being presented to us is for us, right? That it is happening for us, not to us. And our ability to be in our feminine, be in our magnetism, be in our receivership, and practice being safe to receive allows us to expand our capacity to let all of life's resources flow through us energetically and flow through us physically and flow through our lives financially. So that is what I have for you for achieving your goals in a feminine way when it comes to money. Number one, remember to be the egg. Number two, remember that you are designed to be a receiver and it takes practice. Number three, practice signaling safety, which then allows you to lean into trust, surrender, intuition, being guided, and opening up wider to be a channel for all the financial resources and all the other resources that want to flow through you and into your life. Thank you so much for listening. Go get them.